You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Miami Dolphins are going into Heinz Field to take on the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is a Sunday game, 6:05 start time in the UK. At the Dolphins 15-4 on the money line to win the game outright. The Steelers are 2-11 and this spread is set at 10. The Miami Dolphins plus 10 are 10-11 and the Steelers minus 10 at 10-11. The Dolphins went 10-6 in the regular season and they did beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 30-15 in week 6 in a game which they needed to win at that point of the season, and Jay Ajayi rushed for 204 yards, but they're still the biggest underdog of wildcard weekend heading into Heinz Field with 10 points on the board. And a lot has changed since that matchup back in week 6. Ben Roethlisberger was banged up with a knee injury prior to that contest, and two of the Dolphins DBs who picked Roethlisberger off in that match, Isaiah Abdul-Qudus and Rashard Jones, are both out for the season, and their number one corner Byron Maxwell is at the moment, I believe, doubtful as well, Gil. So it's a very different look to this matchup in the postseason.
Yeah, and 10 points, while it seems like a lot of points, there's a lot of ways to justify it. One, did you know that, and I didn't know this until it was driven home with me, that Big Ben, Antonio Brown, and Le'Veon Bell, the big three on the Steelers. In Big Ben, you have, you know, one of the five or six best quarterbacks in the NFL. I don't think anybody would argue against that. And in Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell, you could make the argument that you have the single best wide receiver and the single best running back in the NFL on the same football team. Those three guys have never played a playoff game together.
I couldn't believe that, Gil, because I was looking and thought Le'Veon Bell, fourth year in the league, surely he's played a playoff game, but he's not.
He's not. This is his first ever playoff game. It's amazing. And so the prospect of that, you know, I'd say probably along with the Packers, probably most popularly in the NFC, this is the team in wild card weekend. People are like, well, you know, there's a scenario where they could run the table. They're that explosive on offense. And so even with the ability to poke holes in their defense to some extent, it's as if they can just keep up with you on offense no matter what happens on the other side of the ball. And I think in this particular matchup, it's compounded for the Dolphins because the Dolphins' rush defense, you know, we talked earlier about how the Raiders' overall defense yards per play and then yards per pass allowed is so miserable, worst in the NFL. Well, were it not for the 49ers, who finished 2-14, the Dolphins would have the single worst rush defense in the NFL. They've given up 4.8 yards per rush allowed. Again, only the Niners are worse, but it's the single worst in the AFC. And Le'Veon Bell's first playoff game, I mean, it just screams Le'Veon, Le'Veon, Le'Veon. I think the Steelers are just going to feed their horse, and, you know, Big Ben will fill in all the blanks. So that, to me, and again, of course, also because it's Matt Moore on the Dolphins side under center, a guy who has comported himself very well in relief of Ryan Tannehill, maybe even an improvement over the Dolphins' hurt starting quarterback, but still not a guy who has enough starts under his belt to really, truly inspire confidence. So there won't be a repeat performance for Jay Ajayi. The Steelers' defense is quite different as well. I like the Steelers here.
Yeah,
I know you're not going to make a living given 10 points, certainly not in a playoff game, but I really do think this is a mismatch.
You mentioned Gilda going to feed Le'Veon Bell. That's the one thing they failed to do in that first matchup earlier on in the regular season. They only gave him, I've not written this down, Gil, but I think it was 16 touches in that matchup, which was just weird. I don't know why they went away from Le'Veon Bell. That's something they're not going to do on Sunday night.
Yeah, I don't remember the exact play-by-play on that game, Dave, so I'm not sure if that was a case of the game just got away from them, and so it got to a point where giving the ball to Le'Veon Bell just would seem like a ridiculous activity because the clock would keep moving. But certainly they will give Le'Veon Bell every chance to wreak havoc on the Dolphins in this one for sure.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.